News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
So we went undercover with a group called Sidewalk Advocates for Life, which is a major American anti-abortion group. It set up its first European office, I suppose, in Dublin with an anti-abortion agency called Diana Care. So Sidewalk Advocates for Life basically works by trying to target women outside any GP clinic or hospital that provides abortion services and refer them instead to an anti-abortion agency where ultimately they'll be persuaded out of terminating their pregnancy. They claimed that they have ways to get around exclusion zone laws like the ones the Irish government wants to pass, and it also claimed that it wants to set up a presence outside every clinic or hospital providing abortion services in Ireland.
Okay, did you get... So what actually are they planning for? Are they looking to come to every hospital, every GP's clinic? What have they planned?
How they work is they get local anti-abortion activists, so Irish activists, to do their training before they can be approved as a Sidewalk Advocates for Life Centre. So through our investigation, we get access to all of the training that anti-abortion activists would get, and we're able to reveal today the tactics that they use. So some of those would include when they encounter a woman who says she's having an abortion because she was raped, to tell her that the abortion won't unrape her, that a termination can be a rape-like procedure. And activists are also warned that women will often lie and say that they were raped when they weren't. We were told to try to target women who've experienced fatal-fetal abnormalities by looking for women in hospital car parks who have tunnel vision or who might look upset, and to tell those women that they don't want to carry around for the rest of their lives that they were the aggressor against their baby. And we were also told to pose as a woman in a crisis pregnancy in order to phone up, say we were looking for abortion services, as a way to get the names and locations of doctors who would agree to provide terminations in Ireland.
Okay. I imagine, though, it's quite difficult for them, leaving aside the morality of the issue, from a very practical point of view, how would they target women, for example? I mean, if you're going into a GP's clinic, or even if you're going into, say, one of the maternity hospitals, very difficult for them, I would have thought, tactically, to identify pregnant women.
Exactly. So in America, you have kind of specific abortion clinics, and we don't have those in Ireland. So our undercover reporter was told to get around that. Activists should try and target every single car going into a hospital car park, claiming they're just raising awareness, as they describe it, that this institution kills babies and harms women. And through that, they'll do things like wear kind of official-looking busy vests so they almost look like parking attendants. Once they get access to people in the cars, they then use that as an opportunity to find out if a woman is going in for an abortion. So they might say something like, if they know that Dr. Coyne at this hospital performed abortions, they'll say, are you going in to Dr. Coyne today? They might just straight up say, are you going in for an abortion today? And once they have that information about you, they'll do everything they possibly can to get you to turn the car around and go to an unregulated anti-abortion crisis pregnancy agency as well. As well as targeting the women, it's much easier for them to target the doctors. As we know, we've already had issues in Ireland with people using the crisis pregnancy phone line as a way to get GPs' names. Mm-hmm. They also gave us documents, kind of templates of letters to send to a GP's landlord to pressure the landlord to not rent that doctor anymore, or else face demonstrations outside their property. And we were told that the ultimate tactic is to make sure abortion isn't available. And we were told if there's nobody to provide the abortions, meaning no doctors willing to do it, then nobody is going to get it in Ireland.
What did they say when you rang them afterwards to say you had been undercover and you were aware of their tactics? What was their response?
So interestingly, they accused the Times of trying to reveal their trade secrets. They also maintain that they are a law-abiding agency that offers women non-violent solutions to crisis pregnancies. That's obviously because the group holds the view that that abortion is murder. But they maintain that they aren't actually doing anything that breaks the law. And that's correct, because as we know, exclusion zones haven't been legislated for. Simon Harris says he wants to make sure that these demonstrations don't happen, that doctors and women don't face these sort of activists once they go into abortion centres. But that law hasn't been passed yet. So at the moment, it's perfectly legal for these people to do any of the tactics that we've revealed in the Ireland edition of the Times today.